Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the gyms may not be full, but there's definitely no shortage of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top-tier matchup between two powerhouses. This weekend, Gonzaga and Baylor will be going toe-to-toe for what could be the nation's top ranking. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing you closer to the action with these can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this clash of titans. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet $1 to win $100. Use promo code KSN during sign-up to take advantage of these great offers for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, something we haven't been able to do in 11 months, we get to talk about a Penn State win.
Yeah, how about that? A total reversal in some ways from obviously the result, but also the way that this thing played out. And I think, you know, you get win number one on the board, and then maybe these guys can kind of feel like they can be themselves again.
Well, let's hope so. They have winnable games coming up in the next couple weeks. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's talk about beating Michigan at the Big House in Ann Arbor. And I think we got to start with Kevon Lee. 22 rushes, 135 yards for a guy who came into this season as either number four or number five in the depth chart. Not too shabby, Dusty.
Yeah, I think they had a chance to really, with knowing Devin Ford was probably going to be out. I feel like James Franklin was more certain of it than he let on during the week. They were probably able to kind of get this into Kevon Lee's wheelhouse, which is much more north-south between the tackles, creating extra yards. I mean, it's a similar formula to the way that Noah Cain runs. I don't think they're exactly the same guy, but I came away pretty impressed with this kid who, you know, he's got a lot to grow into yet. And I think he can get a little bit more explosive. I think his feet can be a little faster. I think he can still get a little bit stronger. I mean, this was a really good effort for him. And I still feel like maybe, you know, between him and Keziah Holmes, these guys are just scratching the surface. But you saw a freshman running back come ready to play. And I think, you know, just the ability to fall forward and keep creating positive yards. I thought the O-line did a good job early in this game in particular of getting a rhythm, getting a little bit of push, helping them stay in front of the change, which has been rare so far this season. And I think Lee's running style kind of took it from there. Really, really good day, really good performance from him. Good job by Jaywon Sider and this offensive staff to have him ready and prepared to handle this kind of load. He did very well.
My thought was also, there's a lot of Noah Cain in him. And the two things that stood out was very Noah Cain-like. He would fall forward or break the tackle. But the other thing that was impressive are those couple runs where he was able to bounce it outside when there was nothing up the middle.
Yeah, his big chunk yardage plays came oftentimes where Michigan really slanted in and were trying to take that away, and good on him to be patient and see that and bounce it to the outside. I think he's got the ability to do it. I think right now, you know, he just shows you with a little bit of strength, keep moving his legs, keep falling forward and a little bit of wiggle. Like you don't have to be the guy who's making jump cuts, but if you can kind of get skinny in these holes, find these little creases and then do the work from there, you know, you're going to keep churning out 3, 4, 5 yards. It is like Noah Kane. Like I said, I don't think they're exactly the same guy, but they're trying to do similar things, which is run with some power, break some tackles and fall forward. Really good, a revelation for Penn State. You know, I thought Keziah Holmes was a better looking freshman. I think Kevon Lee is just a little bit more prepared year one, it looks like.
His style with Kevon Lee seems to work with what Penn State is doing on offense. But I also thought, despite the numbers not looking that impressive for Keziah Holmes, 10 carries and 34 yards, I thought he also showed some good things.
I think he's got some real juice. I think once he gets a little bit stronger, and I think maybe there are some freshman tendencies there. If he's able to let plays develop a little bit more in front of him and not maybe be seeking out the big play quite so much. I think both of those things are pretty common for young running backs. I think he's going to settle in. He's going to be a really good player for years to come. I think he's got probably more upside in my view than Kevon Lee. But like I said, Kevon Lee, between his physique and his style, he was just more prepared for this moment. And, you know, I think Penn State's lucky to have both of these guys. It's just a matter of time, I think, for Keziah Holmes. He's going to do something special, whether it's in these last few weeks of this season or maybe in the early part of next year. They've got a really good 1-2 punch, not entirely unlike what they got from Devin Ford and Noah Kane in the previous recruiting class. Two good 1-2 punches, and exactly why they've shown that they're recruiting this position so hard.
It certainly has to make the fan base a lot more comfortable about the position. And going into next season with Noah Kane coming back, again, that running back room should be very crowded with a lot of talent. All right, Dustin, it's time to talk quarterbacks. I don't think any of us were surprised that Sean Clifford got the start. The biggest news there probably is no quarterback turnovers. And I think that was a key to this win.
I think from a momentum standpoint, especially since they had momentum early in this game, couldn't really afford to let Michigan get back into it in a cheap way. Let them turn the tables real quick. The absence of that, the ability to protect the ball, no turnovers. I'm not seeing a lot from this Michigan defense, but I thought the way that Sean Clifford approached this game, coming out of that back and forth with him and Will Levis, kind of settled in. You know, he looked like he wasn't trying to do too much. He wasn't trying to be the hero in this game. He wasn't trying to make hero throws. I think he made the shift mentality wise from a guy who felt like he had to do it all himself to somebody who was just taking what was there, being the game manager. You know, and I think if he's able to do that, if he's able to make the easy reads, if he's able to make the right reads and make good accurate throws on you know, catchable balls, he's able to do some really good things with his legs, and Penn State is able to get this running game going. I think it helped that they scored on that opening drive. They get able to get that monkey off their back, play with a lead for a change. But I felt like Sean Clifford made an attitude adjustment or a mentality adjustment coming into this game. And I think this is exactly what Penn State needs. They don't need him to be Trevor Lawrence. They just need him to be the Tanner Morgan for Kirk Ciarrocca. And I felt like this was his best showing in doing that this past weekend.
I think you're exactly right. They did not ask a lot of him. And he was a game manager, which was okay in this game. They didn't try to push the ball deep. They didn't put him in a position for turnovers. And it was effective. And James Franklin has talked all along about eliminating turnovers. And that was part of this strategy, I'm sure. The other thing we got to talk about with what coaches have said previously. Remember Kirk Ciarrocca talking during the offseason about fewer running plays for Sean Clifford, and fewer runs might mean more effective running. It seemed to be the case on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, there are points in this game where they fell in love with that design quarterback run. And there are points in this game where I'm looking and thinking, okay, if this offense needs 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, third and five, do they have anything but a design quarterback run that they feel confident in. I still think having Sean Clifford go down as having 9 carries in this game instead of 15 or 16 is a good step in the right direction. But I think the offense is still evolving to try to, you know, take that not out of the equation, but I think to your point, use it more sparingly, have the defense keying on it just a little bit less. Everybody knows that Sean Clifford and Will Levis both pose a threat with their legs. That's half the battle. You know, you're able to put these linebackers in conflict. You're able to make these defensive ends, you know, slow down a step when you've got that, the mesh point on the read option, and just get it in somebody else's hands once in a while. I do think they're working to get themselves out of that habit of calling too much of that design quarterback run. And this was better, but I don't think it's exactly where they want to be as far as that goes.
I'll tell you, Dustin, the most impressed I was with Sean Clifford was the play, I believe it was in the first half. He scrambled, got free, was close to the line of scrimmage, looked like he was ready to run the ball, looked like he had an opening to run the ball, but instead found a man open and completed the pass. It looked very much like Trace McSorley.
I think that's a huge development for him. So whatever he needed to see, whether that was as a, you know, when he was on the bench, when that was watching the game from the sideline, or maybe they just really went to work on hammering out his expectations and trying to play with a little bit more composure. Like that was a really good play for him. That's exactly the type of play that I think everybody close to the Penn State football program wanted to see from Sean Clifford, to not necessarily just when things are going crazy, to just lean on his go-to just out of habit. So I think that's a really good development for him. Just a sign to me that he was thinking a little bit differently about his job in this game, because that's not a play that he would have made in the first 4 or 5 games of the year. And I think if he's making that play and he's doing his job with his legs, if he's not turning the ball over, if he's doing good work in the short and intermediate part of the field, you know, with that linking with Parker Washington, I thought was really encouraging in that short passing game, then I think Penn State's really got something here. Sean Clifford does not have to be the guy. He doesn't have to bear the whole burden of this offense. And like I said before, I think this was a really good step for him not doing that.
And he didn't seem to run the ball so much on those zone reads. He gave it to the running backs more often. He wasn't taking it upon himself. And also, as you said, in that scramble, kept his eyes up. And the defense has to respect the fact that he might take off with the ball. That's what's going to create openings. That's what's going to create big plays. I made reference to Trace McSorley, and I swear that was the most impressive thing with McSorley, and that's where the big plays came, when you thought he might escape the pocket and run and then still look downfield for the pass. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. We're going to continue the Penn State-Michigan conversation.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.